Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 84, for Thursday, September 4th, 2014. Well, I'm doing day got away from me, and I had to run some errands and stuff, so I'm on my way home, and figured it'd probably be easiest to go ahead and just do this in the car, so that is what I'm doing. I mean, we've done cars before, and this is not going to be a high volume or high speed trip or anything. So the car sound shouldn't be too bad. But good day today. Back on track, thank goodness. And so I figured I would pick. I'm going to be in the car, not super long. So I figured I'd probably just pick one of the topics. In other words, I'll still leave myself yet another topic that's still on my list for tomorrow, if necessary. You know, we'll see. Whatever. I stop. If a yellow light looks like you should stop for it, I stop for it and just about got rear-ended. It would have been exciting to have had an accident on the podcast. I could have just slipped it in my pocket and listened to the crazy person behind me. I'm sure they're probably going to pull around past me quite quickly when we go through this next light. So, anyway, but I thought I would choose one of the topics. And one of them would be, like I said, I had kind of sort of planned on Tuesday starting the podcast, but A, I was tired, I was still recovering, and B, we have a new addition to the family, and she's a bit of a handful, and so we're still getting used to taking care of her. Her name is Rosie, and she is a little teeny puppy. I'm not sure what she is. Our Lola, who's our older dog, who's about 10 months old now. We're not sure what she is, and they're not the same breed. Lola's long-legged. Small, but long-legged. Lola looks basically like a miniature black lab. She looks like a black lab, except she's like 20-ish pounds, and, you know, tiny. She looks like a black lab puppy, but she's, you know, almost a year old. She's not getting any bigger. Rosie, not sure what she is, but Charlotte's daughter, my stepdaughter, and don't think I kind of say that to clarify for people that know me and don't. We're like, I didn't know yet. You didn't have children, but I have a stepdaughter now and a stepson. But that doesn't mean I don't care about her any less. And I'm not usually going to say that, but I just did in this particular instance. Her and her boyfriend. She's 16. She's got her license now, which is boy, needing to find. She's a good driver, but you know, I never thought I would have that stress, but I do. She's a good driver, but you still worry. But they were out actually in the country going to, I think, one of her boyfriend's family members and coming back and almost ran over Rosie in the road. And this was 3 or 4 weeks ago. So she was even teenier than she is now. And they were out in the middle of nowhere. There were no houses nearby. They looked around for, like, her mom, you know. But she didn't look really feral, but, you know, looked for that. Our guess is that she was probably one of those puppies that was just taken out and dumped. You know, poor little thing was in the middle of the road, almost got hit. They brought her home. We found a family we found her a place, and that didn't work out. So she's back with us, and we made a decision. We thought about having her, Charlotte has a good friend who, fosters for an adoption service. She fosters dogs, and we thought about just volunteering to foster her and find her a home, but we eventually decided Lola, our older dog, but still, you know, baby, could use. She has three brothers, but they're cats, and they don't really play the way Lola wants to play. And Lola knows now not to try and play with them the way she wants to play, because they just pop her in the nose. But she has a ton of energy. She's some sort of, like, ratter type dog, not a terrier or anything, like a different, we think she's a, there's kind of a breed group called the Feist, which is used for ratting in, I think in Europe, I think it came from out of Europe. But she just has a ton of energy. She's running around all the time. And we're like, you know what? We don't need another dog, but we've got one. So two's not going to kill us. And Lola will have somebody. And will probably be a good thing for her. And we've been doing... So Tuesday was my first day of taking care of her. Because Savannah was in school. You know, there wasn't a holiday or anything like that. We had just gotten her back, I think, that weekend. She's a little upset about her crate and being alone. She's crying. I'm getting her up. Getting her into the mood to be used to her crate. And, but she's doing fine. She's doing great. And her and Lola, it just in these past, this has been the third day that I've been, taking care of them. And even in the first 3 days, you know, Savannah had said that she had let them play together. But, especially when they were outside, she wanted to be around and watch. And I've watched it progress. I mean, Lola's done some dominant stuff. You know, she's not big, but this thing can walk right underneath her, you know. So she is definitely doing the dominance thing. But it's progressed even in 3 days to a lot of that to a little of it when Lola's like really excited. And I just have to raise my voice enough to let her know, use the little bad behavior word, and she's fine. But you know, I already saw today that they're much calmer. They definitely do play, and it's going to be great for Lola and for Rosie. But they also just kind of like hanging around together, chewing on a frisbee together, all sorts of stuff like that. So we've got, you pretty, I mean, gotta let Rosie get older before she can kind of be outside on her own and stuff. She does also need to get used to her crate. Because crates are, you know, it's a, I wouldn't have a problem if she could be in it quite a bit, you know, when we're not home. You know, it's like it's designed or supposed to be, you know, more like a cave or, you know, a little place that they go that's their safe spot. And she's already getting much better again in 3 days. I praise her when I put her in there, is never used for punishment or anything. Tell her how much fun she's going to have. Make sure she has some toys and stuff. Like when I went out running and to the grocery store this afternoon, she was fine. I don't think I heard her crying at all. So definitely coming along. But juggling her and Lola and juggling their interactions and all that stuff was definitely a handful on Tuesday. It was still a little bit of a handful today, which is why I didn't get my, my podcast out, as early as I planned on it. But we're working it out and we're getting it in right now. So, yep, that was yet another new thing in our life. And I'll put some at kinzard.com for this episode. I'll put some show notes I'll put her picture in the show notes. We've got plenty of pictures of her at this point. So I will link to a picture of her in the show notes. Maybe also a picture of her with Lola, because we had some really cute ones today in particular. So, so that'll be it for tonight. That way, I'll still have something in the hopper for tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll come up with some new stuff and keep it going. So it's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. My email address for comments is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, KKENNEDY. At KENZOID.com. I spell that way too much, but you know, hey. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus and Facebook handles will be in the show notes, as will be the pictures of Lola. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike 3.0 with optional absolution. Which I still put that was one of the greatest Freudian slips ever. So thanks very much, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye.